Local businessman Luther Stamey says it's not about drinking. It's all about keeping money here. The Spruce Pine convenience store owner has started a petition drive to get alcohol sales on the ballot.
Trying to keep the local taxes here. It's estimated we're losing $153,000 in sales tax, and then 5% of the tax goes to the police department and the health department. And every time I go to Marion, if I stop down there to pick up something, I'll always see a lot of people from here trading down there, so we might as well spend the taxes here in the county. And it's not about if you're going to drink or not drink, but the people do, they might as well spend their money here. During the Mineral and Gym Festival, we had a lot of people stop in the store and want to know if we were in a dry county, and we just wanted to spend their money here so we can use the taxes here. No need to send it to the adjoining counties. I figure we'd donate so much of our profit to the new hospital and to try to do a scholarship for somebody to go to Malin Tech.
Businessman Luther Stamey. Earlier this month, Mitchell commissioners, at their September meeting, passed a resolution opposing further sales in the county. One commissioner, Jim Saylor, explains his reason for supporting the resolution.
There's a number of reasons that I'm opposed to it. As being a Christian, I feel like that it's not right. I know that not having the sale of alcohol in Mitchell County is not going to stop people from drinking. I understand that. But it makes it very easy for them to obtain it. There's a very high percentage of accidents that are alcohol-related. A lot of domestic violence is alcohol-related. 2 years ago, the chairman of the Board of Commissioners in McDowell County was a personal friend of mine. And I went down there and asked him just exactly how much revenue McDowell County received from the sale of alcohol. McDowell County got 5 cents per bottle or can sold in the county. That money is earmarked for alcoholic rehabilitation. They cannot use it for anything else. So when you hear that the county schools are getting money and stuff like that, it's not true.
Mitchell Commissioner Jim Saylor. There's been some confusion about when and if voters in Spruce Pine would vote on this issue. According to state elections rules, no alcoholic beverage election may be held on the Tuesday next after the first Monday in November of an even-numbered year. That means the issue cannot, by law, be on the ballot in November. To add to the confusion, Stamey did not notify the proper authorities of the start date of his petition, so he's starting over, and a new petition begins today, and he will have 90 days to get the 500 signatures required by the Board of Elections. If he does that, the Elections Board will set a date for the alcoholic beverage election no sooner than 60 days, nor later than 120 days, from the date the request was received from the governing body or the petition is verified by the Board of Elections. All of this means there will be no vote on this issue until around January, February, or March of 2007. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.